Today on Stretch Street Podcast, I have the pleasure of hosting a beautiful lady, a sister, a friend, a coach, and a community builder who will be sharing with us her journey as the mom to a special need kid. From island girl to global citizen, Laura left Trinidad and Tobago in the Caribbean to travel the world in 1996. She lived in Europe, where she studied at university and started a career in luxury hotels. She lived in Asia, the Middle East, and Africa as well. She's actually worked in over 33 cities. During her 24 years as a hotelier and learning and development specialist, she fell in love with experiencing new cultures and building relationships with people from all walks of life. From hotel executive to special needs mom. When her son was diagnosed with Cri du chat, or 5P-, a rare genetic syndrome, Laura and her family started learning about his condition and what it would take to help him grow and thrive. When he started school, they started learning about his world of inclusion. In October 2022, he was diagnosed with epilepsy. And that's when she began to realize the true complexities of his condition. Her feelings of isolation as a special needs mom early into this journey made her want to connect with others and share ideas. So she chose to share her story as her family writes it. Coach and advocate. Today, as a licensed neuro-linguistic programming master practitioner and coach, certified brain-based coach, and alumni of the Academy of Executive Coaching, Laura now uses her communication and training skills to help others. She offers coaching, mentoring, and online workshops to parents of children with special needs to find their balance without feeling guilt. She believes that no parent, relative, therapist, education specialist, or home carer should feel alone in their journey with special needs and neurodiverse families. Her mission is to learn about the families, connect them with the right support networks, and strengthen their voices in the People of Determination community. Laura's philosophy is for our loved ones. The future depends on what you do today. Mahatma Gandhi. Hello and welcome to another episode on the Stretch Street Podcast. First of all, I would love to say thank you to every single one of you who showed up last week to celebrate my 150th episode. You guys, honestly, are the real MVPs, and I love you from the depth of my heart. Thank you so much for showing up. Thank you for being the amazing audience that you are. Thank you for your kind words. Thank you for the congratulatory messages. And just thank you. Yes, now we're back to counting to the next milestone. Yeah. We're going to celebrate again when we hit 200. So stick around, share with your friends, tell somebody about this podcast, let them know that the Stretch Street Podcast is here to tell you that you can stretch, but do not snap. And to also remind you that challenges are not exclusive to any of us. We all go through challenges. But guess what? What we learn from those challenges are the things that actually makes us better humans. So don't be afraid of challenges. Rather, ask yourself, what is this challenge here to help me? What can I learn from this experience? And when you take that posture, you have more strength to be able to go through whatever challenges you go through in life. So thank you once again. I am duper, super, duper grateful. All right, so We're back. Today on the show, as you can already see from the introduction, I have the pleasure of hosting a friend, a sister, a colleague, a fellow entrepreneur, a beautiful mom who is so dedicated to the growth of her special baby. And we're going to hear all about it, especially her most challenging experiences, how she was able to navigate through it, and the life lessons that she has learned from the experience. So you really don't want to miss out on any of the juicy details. Grab your cup of tea, your cup of coffee, your bottle of water, and let us get into the story of Laura. All right? And she'll be here in just a bit to share her story with us, okay? And if you are a mom, a dad, a parent, an uncle, an aunt, a nephew, a niece to somebody who is specially abled, then this episode is something you want to listen to. And I know for sure that you're going to find the encouragement that you need. You're going to find an opportunity to join a community that can support you morally, physically, mentally, and otherwise on this journey of being such a superhuman that you are as a mom, a dad, an uncle, an aunt, a friend, a niece, a nephew of a special abled kid, all right? So don't go anywhere. If this is your first time on this channel on YouTube, please, what are you waiting for? Hit the subscribe button right now. Turn on notifications so that you are alerted every time we drop out a new episode. And if you are listening to me on any of the listening platform, be that Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Breaker, Hyatt Radio, Amazon Music, wherever you listen to podcasts on, please, 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 may I ask you to favorite us there. You know, let us know your thoughts. Give us a 5-star rating. Come on, guys, it would cost you nothing, right? So give us a rating over there. Encourage us, share with your friends and family, and let's grow together as we, you know, document these stories of resilience in our journey as humans, all right? Okay, I'm going to go off now. And the next face you're going to see is that of myself and my beautiful, gorgeous guest. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Stretch Street Podcast.
Hello, 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 Laura. You know, your last name is actually a very tough one for me. So I'm not going to murder it, all right? So I'm going to give you the pleasure to teach us, myself again, and my audience how to pronounce your last name. So please, what's your name, your full name?
So thank you for having me. My full name is Laura Loger. And it's a French name, so you're forgiven because it's written, it's not said the way it's written. And I'm from the Caribbean, specifically Trinidad and Tobago, where we're kind of a bit of a mixed up crowd. So one of my bloodlines is French, among other things. So forgiven for that.
Awesome. I am forgiven. Thank you so much. Okay, so Laura, it's such a pleasure to have you on the show today. I know we've come a long way to do this. And I'm super excited that we're finally getting to do this. And I just love, love seeing how you've evolved in the last 2-3 years that we've known each other. And I am super proud to say, yes, I know her. She's my friend. And I love the beautiful work that you're beginning to do for the community. But before we dive into that story, I'll just ask you my normal introductory question. So if you are to describe what you do in one sentence, how would you describe it?
All right. So you're right. It has been quite a journey. And if I were to describe what I do today, my main job is being the mother to a child with special needs or disability or a neurodivergent child. And that's my main job. Side gigs, I co-own a company with my husband, and I am referring to what you're talking about with a community. I'm starting an online business where I offer coaching, mentoring, one-to-one or in a group setting, as well as I'm very excited to share a framework that has worked for me, especially in the last year or so, to help me transition from my previous career into where I'm going now. And that's all around my balance framework and offering it to other parents like me or family members or carers or anybody in the community who need to find their balance, become more resourceful, get that something from deep inside. Because when we take care of our special ones, you know, having disabilities, whether it's just neurological or in my case, both neurological, mental and physical, it's you have to have a certain kind of grit and resilience.
Absolutely.
So this framework is a very easy way and a very digestible way. Make it your own to help you get to where you're going.
Fantastic. I love it. And I'm excited for it, for the launch of it, for the reviews that are going to come off of it, because I know how much work you have put into this one. So congratulations in advance.
Thank you.
Fantastic. I love it. I love it. And I'm super excited. Okay, so my next question for you is, what is your philosophy about life?
When I think about this question, I can only go to a philosopher whom, well, he is a former politician, but who really gave me the essence of this. And it's Mahatma Gandhi. And he said, what we do today will determine what happens tomorrow. And as a mom to a disabled child, I think it's very easy to get caught up on what will happen, what might, or especially the might not happen, and scare myself with that by itself. But I've noticed that living in the moment, and I've been practicing that quite a lot, and especially when things get tough. You know, it's like climbing Mount Everest and only looking at the peak and not looking where you're putting your foot, right? You might fall, you might slip. So for me, philosophy these days and for the last couple of years I've been practicing is live in the moment and everything else comes.
I love it. I love it. Isn't that just beautiful? Because I think this applies to every single one of us.
Yes.
And in every area of life, like just living in the moment, not closing our eyes to what we're looking at in the future, but being present here to say what you do today would affect that thing that you're looking at in the future.
Yes.
Fantastic. I love it. Okay. Finally, tell us one fun thing about you.
So, coming from a little coconut island in the Caribbean.
I was waiting for the coconuts.
I self-brand. I do self-brand as a coconut, proudly, by the way. I have had the absolute privilege of living and working in 9 different countries. And when I went back, especially with my former career in hotels, luxury hotels, I figured out I've worked in 33 different cities.
In 9 countries?
Yes. And I mean, the best places are actually the places where I needed to be escorted from the airport. You know, I'm pretty sure that my escorts had our weapons on them. Or I was sent to a place where, you know, the first time I went to Saudi, I got to wear an abaya because I could wear my pajamas underneath all day and nobody would know. I've lived on tiny little islands in the Maldives. I was actually there when the tsunami rolled over us. So I've had the privilege of having a full life. So, yeah.
That is so sweet. You know, I'm glad you had that life.
Yes.
And you enjoyed it while it lasted. And for me, I don't know, permit me to say this. It feels like that was like the first part of your life.
Yes, of course.
To experience the luxury of life.
Yes.
And in this second part, it feels more like calling you into purpose with its challenges, though.
Yes.
But then now you can also appreciate life, knowing that, I don't know, do you feel like you've missed out on anything? Or do you feel like, oof, well, this might be challenging, but I'm glad that I have actually experienced life.
You know what? And that has to do with my stretch. I feel that way now, but I didn't feel that way a few years ago.
I can imagine.
Right?
So let us just segue into your stretch story.
So I have a career behind me of 20 plus years, nearly quarter century actually, of working in luxury hospitality hotels. I started at the Four Seasons Hotel on Park Lane in London, and I worked with Four Seasons for nearly 10 years. I opened 5 of their hotels. I've had the privilege of working for a group like the Savoy, Roccoforte, Kempinski. That's when I dealt with India, Middle East, and Africa, and even Jumeirah here in Dubai. And by the time I got to the end of that career, I was a director, not just in my space, but of a region. And I had great responsibility. And where I had started that career, what drove my career there was I was helping young people from marginalized, very, you know, background similar to mine, learn a craft, which wasn't rocket science, but learn it well enough that they can move from, let's say, the Maldives, or Kigali, or Ghana, or Kenya, to other places. I remember when the tsunami hit us in the Maldives, we retrained a lot of people, and we were able to expatriate them. I was teaching people French, the Maldivians French, to go to the boulangerie or the bakery to order a baguette. I would visit colleagues in Kuala Lumpur. I would help sort out issues in Saudi Arabia. So it was a really rich career. And when it was time to end, I didn't make the choice to end. I needed help from the universe to do that. And as you can imagine, the time to end was when I needed to come into this space for my son, because his needs started growing more and more and more. So he had moved from being a toddler, had just started school, and still we had to manage therapy needs plus school needs. And I found that the more I was around him, I could detect and pick up little things that we could address at home, not just at the clinic or at school. Because it's really a community. I call it Ali's circle. And home is such, this is a place where he spends at least, right? This is where even for neurotypical families, normal families,
the home,
this is where we learn our values. This is where we learn to walk, to talk, to eat, to go to toilet.
To relate to other people.
Absolutely, the early years. And when I started on the journey with Ali, maybe because of, maybe it was my choice, I didn't have the kind of support community I have now. So I felt very isolated. I didn't have other mummies who were in a similar situation to ask. I was in a huge denial. Huge, for years, actually, for years. And I even outsourced or delegated the complete care of my son to the medical professionals. And it was only coming to the end of the hospitality career, I, you know, hit myself and I said, wake up and smell the coffee. The one anchor in Alexander's life is me. You know? And I'm the one who has the most data out of everyone. And I'm the one responsible for making the decisions for him to progress and move forward. So that's when the philosophy of live in the moment started happening. And I started practicing. And when I look back to that time when I began, I wish I had somebody like me in this space to help me come along gently and guide
navigate
me.
This season.
It might have been a very different experience. And I think when we first get diagnosis, and I've noticed this with other families, that it's so hard. First, I got angry. I say, what? It's me. I make that.
Why me?
Yeah, that's my DNA. I did that. And then if I was lucky enough to get out of that, then I was like, okay, this is something that we can fix with 2-3 years of therapy. And imagine what happened after 2 years pass, and I'm it's actually increasing instead of decreasing. So I had to hit a wall of acceptance. But it started with me acknowledging, you know what, you did so good so far. So how do we accept
move forward
and move forward, right? And I think, again, living in the moment, I have to look at what is going on around to acknowledge what's happening. And that is what leads to the acceptance. To say, okay, now this is how things are. What's next? So the actions come later.
Absolutely fantastic. And that's the power of being aware, you know, awareness, and then acceptance. And then you can take the next step. Otherwise, it's like... hanging in the air, unsure, confused, frustrated, yes. like nothing is working. But actually, most times when we feel like nothing is working, that's an absolute lie, because it's just that we're not accepting what is.
Yes.
And you're like, no, this is no. And, you know, living in denial, oh my God, it's the easiest way to be in limbo. Like, you're not sure where you are anymore. But Laura, I wanted to take us a step backwards and just give us a little bit of inside info to the beginning of this.
Mm.
You know, the audience are watching and listening and wondering, what is this disability about? Mm. And, you know, especially for other parents who might be listening, who are special need, like they want to know how they can okay. relate. So tell us about what is this condition your and beautiful Ali has. And
thank you, because Ali's condition is so rare. It is 1 in 35,000 to 50,000 occurrences at birth.
Whoa.
And it is such that it only happens when fertilization happens. And 90% of the time when that egg hits that sperm, it's by chance.
Mm,
it's not necessarily it's not like a hereditary. Anything. It's not something you could really look out for until after it happens. So the name of Alexander's condition is called cri du chat. In English, that's French. In English, it's cry of the cat. The medical term is 5P minus syndrome.
Mm.
That means the short arm of chromosome number 5 is partially deleted, and that causes global delayed development. That means both physical and mental.
Mm.
Delayed development. So, for example, the worst case scenario of this condition is that before an infant is 1 year old, if the organs inside are malformed, you have problems with heart or maybe kidneys are fused. The worst case scenario is they don't survive the first year.
Mm.
We were lucky because we discovered it when he was 1 year, 3 months old.
Mm.
And it's a story how we found our way to the neurologist, who took one look at him and said, blood test, because I think something genetic is going on.
Yeah.
And of course, the ego says, what do you mean? You know, what do you mean? So cri du chat, 5P minus. And when I started doing the research, because that's just the way I am, I go Googling and find all the scholars and all the heavy. In the beginning, in the 1960s to around, let's say, 70s, 80s, because it's so rare, you only had small samples of studies.
Mm.
So I started frightening myself. Because there wasn't much.
Enough.
There is no medicine and no treatment to cure this, right? So with the help of the clinicians and the therapists, the only way we could deal with this is early intervention, which means therapy, therapy, therapy. Little man started doing anywhere between 24 to 26 hours of therapy per week. And still today does that.
And how old is he now?
So now Alexander is 5.5 years old.
Wow.
He's been in therapy almost since birth because we knew something wasn't right and he needed help, because at one point in time his head was, you know, quite
tilted.
So hypotonia is where your muscles aren't strong enough.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's called cry of the cat, because your larynx, your windpipe is so weak. You sound when the babies cry, they cry like cats. And so when you listen to Alexander speak, he has a very high-pitched voice. So he still sounds like a little kitten.
Aww.
And so this kind of, many people, it's on a spectrum. So you can have the worst case scenario.
Oh.
In some cases, people don't detect it. We have adults who are functioning, married, carrying on business, carrying life as, yes. But it's which part of the spectrum?
Mm.
The beauty of early intervention and the development we have seen, he's come in leaps and bounds, really. He learned to crawl. He learned to walk with physiotherapy, with speech and language. He learned to, and he's not quite completely vocal, but we're hearing how to shape, how to sound. He had to learn to eat even speech and language pathologist. Then with occupational therapy, I mean, I often say when he's tired, he walks like a drunken sailor because he wobbles quite a bit. And the beauty of the occupational therapy is, what occupation do children have? To play, to run around, to learn to write. Where other kids are very mobile and able to do it quickly, he needed help, and he still needs help We're working on jumping. His version of jumping is kind of bouncing. Handwriting, you know, using fine motor neuron skills, and those kinds of things, building his core. So those things come into play. The other type of therapy we're using is behavioral therapy. So where other kids copy and imitate very quickly, he had to be taught how to learn. So he learned how to learn through imitation. So, and that has been a 3.5 year journey with behavioral therapy. So it's been a lot. And as you can imagine, at the beginning, I'm just like, okay, let's do this. We have to do this. We have to do this. But when I look back, the amount of things I have learned that any parent on this journey needs help. I'm ahead of the curve.
Absolutely.
Right? And what is interesting is that there are parents who are able to afford, because we live in Dubai. It's not like it's in other countries where it's paid for. But there are also parents who cannot afford, right? And believe it or not, there are online resources that with today's technology. There are alternatives that if you're able to do so and give the care at home, we can impact at home as well.
That is so beautiful. That is so... Do you consider yourself blessed at this point?
I am blessed and blissed. I am in a state of bliss because I know and appreciate how blessed I am. In Trinidad, we say, if you don't laugh, you will cry. And to be honest, at the beginning, I was crying all the time. And at some point in time, you know, when you refer back to my previous life, yes, I was. I would never have dreamed. If you ask me at 18, would you be going around the world, knocking around the world and having the kind of life that you did? I would have said, no, I'm studying law. I'm going to be a lawyer, right? I have a law degree and a master's in linguistic and translation.
Wow,
that was not the life I planned for myself. But when I look at where I am today, I feel even more privileged and more full of purpose. Not just to be Alessandra's mum, but to be somebody in a community that can be a source of knowledge, a source of whatever you need, you know, because this is where I help my kin. And it doesn't matter what creed or color or race you are. Disability doesn't. It's like COVID. It does not distinguish, right?
Absolutely.
And so this is the beauty of the inclusion community. We're there to help each other.
Ooh, so, so good.
Stretch Street Podcast.
That was good. And as somebody who is really impact driven, I just, like, there is a well of excitement on my inside when I see the impact that you are already on the journey to making, and how you're going to support this community of special need kids. And it's just, it blows my mind, honestly. It does. In your journey so far, what are some life lessons that you have bagged that you can share with my audience?
Okay. Number one, parents, every single thing that you have done till this moment, you know, you're a mom. When we get this little bundle, it didn't come with a manual.
Not at all.
And what I have noticed is, as parents, we do the best we can do, right? And this goes especially for parents of children with disability. We do the best we can do with what we have. We make the most of our resources. And one of the philosophies I feel is one of the lessons in life is a human being makes the best decision possible with the information right in front of them.
True.
So the next lesson I would say is get as much data, as much information as you can handle to make an informed decision, because you will never ever regret what you choose if it comes out good, bad, or indifferent, right? So that is another life lesson. The third one I would think of that has really pulled me through is a little bit of what you're doing. Find your tribe, find your community, and the right one. And the right one.
Yeah.
There are many support groups out there for different causes, even within my own community. Mm-hmm. But I don't participate or have the same energy in all of them, right? Sure. But when I say participate and have the same energy in one particular group, we are like firecrackers. We talk about everything from this therapy to that therapy to stem cell treatment to camel milk as a substitute to cow milk. Mm-hmm. And it is amazing. Mm-hmm. But that works for me because yeah. I'm an information sponge. I like that kind of stuff. Whereas there are some other groups where it's a bit quiet, but we reach out to each other gently. Mm. We hold the space for each other. Mm. So find people, find a community. And it doesn't have to be you on a WhatsApp. It could be podcast. Yeah. It could be a YouTube, mm-hmm. you know, channel. It could be Instagram. And, you know, there are so many with technology today. Explore your options. Explore your options.
Yeah.
And then another one, if I may, is because we are in this situation, the places or the people that you think would have answers for you might not be the places or people that we've been programmed. You know, that doctor, he says, or my mom said, or my dad, or my family members said, trust your gut.
Oh, so good. I love, that's the best one for me, honestly.
Yes.
Because I think I have been consistently reminded in the last couple of months, Ijiro, trust your damn guts.
Mm-hmm.
Because every time I waver at that, and this has been the trajectory for me for the longest time, I've been noticing it, but I've not stuck to it. Every time my gut tells me, do this thing, I sometimes overthink it. Sometimes I try to run it by other people and then get all the no's and why it wouldn't work, and then it just dies down. But recently, I've just been every time, like every, even yesterday, I still had it like, true, when would you learn to trust your gut? Because it knows. It knows. It knows. Absolutely fantastic. I love it.
And you know, it knows. Do you know that your gut is your second brain? It's called the enteric brain. And if you look at the structure of your gut, your intestines, they have all these little villi, sensories. And that's why, you know, neuroscience, when you talk about neuroscience these days, they talk about not just the brain, but the nerves, the vagus, the connections in your stomach, that gut feeling. Trust your gut.
Absolutely.
At least have it join the conversation with the brain, right? So trust your gut.
Absolutely. No wonder you're like, I could feel it in my gut. That this person is not a good person.
And experiment with it.
Absolutely.
Acknowledge it.
Yes.
And say, okay, thank you, God. Let's see. And test it.
Yes.
And that
and the more,
way.
Yes.
And that's because you like to learn the hard way, isn't it? But it's good because now you're realizing that part down here.
I can trust it.
Yeah.
I can trust it.
You've been trusting it for your life. Look how you get to this point,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely fantastic. And isn't that how we really, really grow in life?
True.
Trusting, learning to trust. Even with humans, we have to relate with them. We have to give them the benefit of the doubt. And then when they hit us, when they strike us, like, okay.
But that makes it hard.
That makes it hard. Yeah.
But wouldn't life be boring?
Exactly.
Wouldn't life be boring if everything went the way we wanted it to?
Absolutely. It would be boring. But yeah, and that's, you know, that's the beauty of what I do here on Stretch Street Podcast. Looking at those tough parts because it just helps me personally appreciate the resilient spirit of humans. Like,
true,
we are so powerful than we take credit for, powerful than we give credit for ourselves.
True.
And it's just lovely. And for me, it's just the beauty and the blessing of what I do to say there are so many references. If you want to get references to how, you know, challenges can be so tough, you feel like this is going to kill me, and then you're like, I'm still breathing. How am I still breathing after everything I've been through? The Stretch Street Podcast is some place you can look at and just look at all the different stories and go, wow, Mm-hmm. Okay, I can go through this regardless of whatever stage I am mm-hmm. on my journey. Thank you so much, Laura, for being strong. Because not to compare you with any other person, because I wouldn't know until we check, but I've seen or heard of people who have not gone through half of what you've been through, and they just literally threw in the towel and given up, you know, and say, you know what, I'm done, or play the victim and say, I'm helpless and hopeless. But you have taken what you have and say, okay, what can I do with what I have? How can I help with what I have? And it's just beautiful to see that. So thank you for being strong. Thank you for coming up to stand for the community, to be that source of support to those who might not be able to get the support otherwise. And thank you for fulfilling purpose in that regard.
No, thank you.
If you have a final word to say to parents out here, even wannabe parents or soon to be parents, right? Because I know we didn't go deeper into her story. She had to go through a lot even before she has this one baby. Yeah. And now this, right? But if you're going to speak to a parent, wannabe parent or soon to be parents and current parents, please, what would your word be for them?
So the wannabe parent, go for it. If you're thinking, oh, should I not? Again, look at where you are at in your moment and that you are ready for it. Go for it means go get your information. Because having a child, whether it's a neurodivergent or a neurotypical child, it's not something easy. Mm. So think carefully, and then when you go for it, you go for it. It's a big responsibility. For an existing parent, you know, and a lot of what I teach or philosophy or my framework actually works for everybody. I've learned this with Alisandra, that a lot of the techniques and the tactics that therapists use, it's to help him. Mm. And they actually also work well with neurotypical children. Mm. You know, for existing parents, be present. Mm. Be there for your kids. And it's not the quantity of time you spent, but the quality of the time we spent. Because I'll be very honest, being an entrepreneur, being a mom, I call myself his personal assistant, managing the therapy, okay, going to meetings. We didn't get to that part. That feels like a part-time job, being a wife. You know, it's a lot to juggle. And at the end of the day, it's about how well you do what you do and doing it consciously, choosing consciously, you know, bringing that sense of purpose. Mm. I'm very lucky because many people are looking for their motivation or their purpose. Mm. Mine was born 5.5 years ago. And I see him every day. He's actually there. So I can touch him. I can feel him. I hear him. I see him. So for me, my motivation is very strong. My purpose is very strong. So for parents who are going through tough times, and I know it's right now at the time of recording, it's July. Mm. So it's summer vacation. Mm-hmm. So they're all coming home. And we all know that at the end of vacation, many of us parents need a vacation, right? There are moments when we need to step back and just look at these precious things and, you know, these precious children and say, yes, that is mine. I give birth to it, but also I'm crafting an environment for them to thrive, right? It's what we can only do that if we take a moment, step back, take a deep breath and appreciate. Gratitude, I learned last week, gratitude is the first step to grace.
That is beautiful. Gratitude is the first step to grace. Again, one more time, thank you so much, Laura. I've had a fantastic time, and I hope you have as well. Laura, how can people connect with you if they wanted to see more of what you do or want to be a part of your community?
So my strongest platform, having done quarter century in hotels, is LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. And so my story is unfolding. So transitioning into becoming more of a communicator for the community and the online business is currently unfolding on LinkedIn.
I am also on Instagram, and we also have a Facebook page, which we've just put up. So I'll give you all the links to put into. And Laura Loge, that's me. And yes, it's hard to spell, much less sound. So we make sure you have all the links.
Fantastic. I'm going to leave all the links to connect with Laura in the description of this video as well as of the audio podcast so that you can connect with her. And she is a great mentor, by the way, especially even if you're in Korea. I know right now she's focusing on this thing, but once in a while, if you reach out to her, she can still point you in the right direction when it comes to your career as a professional. Okay, so that just connect with her and follow the work she's doing. She's amazing. Thank you so much for being a part of the podcast today. This is the Energetic EJ again. If you're yet to subscribe to this YouTube channel, please click on the subscribe button right now. Turn on notifications so that you are alerted every time I drop a content. And if you're listening to this right now on any of the podcast platforms, please remember to leave a comment. What jumped at you the most from this particular episode? What would you like to share with Laura? Do you have a message for her? Do you have an encouragement for her? Please send them through. You can send them in the comment section. You can follow me on Instagram and send them through me to me in the DMs or in the comments. Just share, share, share. And if you are the email type of person, then please email me at stretchstreetpod@gmail.com. All of these details will be left in the description of this podcast. Please, again, one thing that sharing does, it extends your knowledge to the next person. It extends your grace to the next person. And that is the beauty of sharing. So if you're sharing a word of encouragement today, I can assure you it's going to go a long way to support what she does. And again, if you want to send her something, send her, you know, more support on her way and say, okay, Laura, what are you doing with your community? How can we help support the community? How can we provide for the community? Please, please, and please do reach out, connect with her. And if you want to do that through me, please do that as well. And one last thing I'm going to say on this episode is you can also support the work that I do here on Stretch Street Podcast. All right. You can donate using the buy me a cup of coffee or maybe five cups of coffee. It's just $5 per cup. So you can buy me a cup of coffee to support the work that I do here. And very soon, I'm also going to be launching a premium version of the podcast where we're going to be sitting with somebody like Laura like this, answering questions. So to be dedicated to Q&A specific to the kind of audience that they have so that you can learn more from them or get the support you need on the spot. All right. You want to look out for that. It's going to be subscription based. So please, please look out for that when I'm going to announce that. And that is it on this episode. Again, this is the Energetic EJ. See you next week on the Stretch Fit Podcast. I love you. Remember, challenges are not exclusive to all of us. We're all going through it. But remember to ask yourself, what is this challenge here to teach me? Take that posture and you're going to find the strength to go through it. I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.